Iowa High School Football. This is Amos Greiner alongside Micah Harmson, and we are getting ready to bring you action between the Sigourney Kyoto Cobras and the West Marshall Trojans. This will be a game that will decide where the Cobras will end up in district play for the last regular season game of the season. Well, Micah, I tell you, the Cobras are on a roll, coming off three consecutive wins with some powerful offensive performances the last three, averaging over 350 yards of offense on the night the last 3 weeks. Big contributor to that has been Peyton Crawford. He's put up some big yards on the ground. Luke Greiner as well has done a phenomenal job both running and passing the ball. What do you expect out of the Cobras tonight?
Well, I think we're going to see a lot of the same tonight, Amos. We're going to see a big, the weather is a little bit, as a detriment to tonight. It's foggy. The weather, it's been wet today. Plenty of rain on the field. I think we're going to see a whole lot of running the football between Peyton Crawford, Luke Greiner, Jacob Wickenkamp, all who had big yards there last week. Peyton Crawford coming off a 228-yard performance, Luke Greiner 115, and then Jacob Wickenkamp 111. So all we know very well that all those guys are very deadly from a standpoint getting out in the open and taking off.
That's for sure. As we open each and every broadcast, I want to recognize our sponsors here tonight for the KIICradio.com broadcast, brought to you by Vision Ag of Kyoto, Kyoto Veterinary Clinic, Zoetis Incorporated, Lyle Insurance Agency, Fagan Elevator in Kyoto, Vidito Incorporated, and Showstopper Equipment in Kyoto, Bremen Construction, Libertyville Savings Bank Branch in Kyoto, Town and Country Insurance of Sigourney, Keotec, County State Bank in Sigourney, KB Auto Plus, Gardner Collier Jewelry in Oskaloosa, as well as William Penn. We want to thank all of our sponsors for giving us the opportunity to bring you this action between Sigourney, Kyoto, and West Marshall. We are 6 minutes and 20 seconds away from kickoff here tonight in week 9, where the Cobras, it is not necessarily a must win, Micah, but a win would definitely guarantee the Cobras an opportunity at a home game in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, definitely, Amos. We talk about the three teams that are sitting at the top of District 6 here tonight. Iowa City, Regina, as we all know, is the five-time defending state champion there in Class 1A. A very good Pelt Christian team taking on them tonight, I believe, at third place, who's 4-1, their only loss in the district coming from us. I believe we're going to break real quick for the national anthem.
Yeah, we'll take a short break and be back right after the playing of the national anthem. Playing of the national anthem. You were kind of going through the district matchups, district how the district's set up right now in Class 1A District 6. I'll let you continue.
Iowa City, Regina is leading the district. They do play a tough Pillar Christian team here tonight. So that game will be the determining factor on where we finish tonight. If we win out, we should be we think we'll be a two seed. Could be a one seed, or could be a two seed or a three seed, depending on how that Pell Christian Regina game shakes out. And then right now the four seed is up for grabs. So there's a four-way tie for that last spot. East Marshall pulls off a win tonight. They're in the playoffs. Highland, West Marshall, Columbus Junction, they're all in the mix. So, I mean, it's a must-win situation for all four of those teams. And then some of them are going to need a little bit of help to catch that last spot in District 6. And that being said, it's a lot like that all over the state tonight. For example, District 2 up there in Northwest Iowa, where I'm originally from, there's a four-way tie for the one seed right now. It's going to come down to Week 9 between Western Christian Hall, who's highly ranked, I believe, fifth in the state with a 6-2 record. They beat a good Hinton team there a few weeks back to grab that spot from them. Ridgeview, West Lyon, all in the mix up there. Dyke, New Hartford's in firm control of District 4 right now, being 8-0 on the year. And then District 5, the championship's going to come down to a good West Branch Elburnett game here tonight. In Wilton right now, sitting in that 2-3 spot, you know, that could flip-flop exactly where we go here next Wednesday.
Yeah, you know, you had mentioned a lot of games from throughout the state, but just in the district that we stand in, the district that we'll probably more than likely get matched up against, is still real tight in regards to how those matchups are going to happen. It's going to be an interesting ride home tonight after the ball game, trying to figure out who, in fact, we will be facing on Wednesday night. As I said earlier, we were just about a minute and 25 seconds away from the kickoff. The captains are meeting at center field here for the coin toss to determine the direction the Cobras will head here to start the ball game. But, Mike, I'll tell you, you know, the last couple of weeks, I said this at the start of the broadcast, the Cobra offense has been hitting on all eight cylinders. I'll tell you, between Peyton Crawford, Luke Griner, Jacob Wickenkamp comes in after a broken leg by Nate Seren, who we've met. I mean, nearly missed Nate, great football player both sides of the ball. However, Jacob Wickenkamp has stepped in on that offensive side anyway and done a very, very good job for the Cobras.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, I think it was one of those things before Nate went down with that injury this year, I think it was a lot to Peyton Crawford and Nate Seren show, I mean, so far on the offense. The one thing we have seen here as Nate has gone out with that broken leg, we have seen a lot more contribution from Luke Griner. Jacob Wickenkamp, I believe Luke, who's pulling double duty, playing quarterback and also running the football from that spin back position. He's closing in right on 1,000 yards here tonight. Jacob Wickenkamp also has had a couple hundred-yard games. So it'll be interesting to see. The offense has definitely been clicking on all eight cylinders. It looks like, I believe, Sigourney Chioda is going to be receiving the ball in the west end zone.
Yeah, and it looks like normal we're going to have Albert and Crawford standing on their own 8-yard line to receive this kick from Johnson. The clock is set at 12 minutes, and Wes Marshall is ready to kick off to the Cobras. So the Cobras are starting on offense on this first possession of the ball game. The kick is away. It's going to be a short kick. It's going to be taken at about the 30, and he drops to his knees. It's kind of a wet night, a little bit foggy out here. It looks like Jack Aikens kind of gathered that one in. It's going to take a knee down at around the 26-yard line.
Yeah, and it's going to be a little hard from time to time tonight to see these numbers on these white jerseys, yellow numbers, white jerseys. And I'll be honest, I can't hardly see our crowd in our stands over there. So there is some fog setting in here as we drove up here to West Marshall tonight, so it'll be interesting to see how tonight goes from our standpoint.
Here come the Cobras in that, it appears, a single wing offense. In that T formation. Here's the handoff to Crawford around the far side of the field. He's got some running room and tripped up nicely there by number 5, Peter Meyer, after a gain of about a yard. Short gain on the play by Crawford.
Yeah, that's that little pitch out play out of that wing T formation. Nice little pitch to Crawford. Slipped going around the end. Nice tackle by number 5, Peter Meyer, there to hold him to just a yard gain. Second and nine
for the Cobras. Cobras coming out showing single wing on the second play from scrimmage. Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's a direct snap to Crawford here coming to the near side of the field. He's following his blockers. He's across the 30 and finally brought down at around the 32-yard line. That's going to bring up a third down for the Cobras.
Yeah, very, very patient. Peyton Crawford there following a whole host of Cobras that blocked out in front of him. Ben Applegate, Jacob Wickenkamp, his quarterback, Luke Griner. That was a direct snap, just a And sweep around, nice tackle there made by, I believe, 45 and a host of other West Marshall.
Looks like about third down and four for the Cobras. Here's Griner in, a fumble. Fumble on the handoff between Griner and Crawford. Cobras do, however, maintain possession, so it's going to bring up fourth down, more than likely a punting situation for the Cobras.
Yeah, more than likely. Very, very unfortunate. The ball's wet. The guys are slipping around. There is a down player from West Marshall here, but the guys are going to have to kind of take care of business. First things first. Let's make sure we get that exchange handed off and do things right there, and then get our footing. It's going to be a wet, kind of a slippery outfit out there until the guys get things figured out.
Really the first time that the Cobras have had to play in these type of field conditions. A few weeks back at Bella Christian, when Brother Dan was working with me in the booth, it was a wet, soggy night, but they play on artificial turf, and it was a different set of circumstances than what we're up against here tonight.
Yeah, definitely, and footing's going to come down to being a big thing tonight. Make sure you keep those cleats clean, and a lot of north-south type of running. The east-west stuff is probably not going to be there as much. Going to have to get north-south as fast as we can and make hay. So good to see you getting Peyton Crawford getting a couple touches here, even though we're not going to quite pick up this first down. It's going to be a punting situation, but it's always nice to see get the ball in his hands to start the game.
Yeah, number 56, Shaper, down for the Trojans. He is finally up on his feet and headed off to the sideline. 10:40 to go here, and just underway. 10:40 to go in the first quarter, still scoreless. Cobras on a three and out. It is fourth and about seven for the Cobras. It's more than likely a punting situation, and Crawford will come back into punt formation, standing on his own 20-yard line. Back deep is number four, Coberly, for the Trojans, stands on his own 26-yard line. Crawford with a clean snap. Not a very good kick. Not what we're used to seeing out of Peyton. Kind of came off the side of his foot. It's going to be marked out of bounds inside the 50-yard line. So a very, very, very short punt. They're going to mark it at the 40-yard line. So great field position for the Trojans on their first possession.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate. That ball kind of slid off the side of Peyton's foot. He's going to have a net gain of about 15 yards. That's not the norm for Peyton Crawford by any means, but I'm going to leap. Give West Marshall a nice starting spot here to start.
Number 11, Tremaine, is going to be in to quarterback the Trojans. Number 45, Johnson, kind of the workhorse as you look at the statistics on behalf of West Marshall. He's kind of been the workhorse for that Trojan offense. He stands back in that tailback position. We got one receiver here to the near side, two over to the far side.
I believe they're having some confusion with the referees. Now they are going to move the ball from the 32 to the 40. That's where the chains are set. I was kind of wondering if they were going to give him a first down and 12, or it was going to be first and 10. So it looks like we're going to be all set. Sigourney Keota coming out in a 4-4 look. 4-3 look with Luke Reiner playing strong safety.
Here's Tremaine in the shotgun in the backfield along with Johnson. Two receivers split to the far side, one here to the near side. Long count by Tremaine. Here's a handoff to Johnson, and he's drugged down after a gain of about 2 yards. So good job by that defensive front of the Cobras.
And I believe on the tackle there, 51, Tanner Boss, also 63, Alex Schuster from his linebacker spot. Tanner Boss, I believe, getting his first start of the night here in week 9 against West Marshall.
Yeah, West Marshall going with kind of a no-huddle type of offense. Tremaine under center this time, two receivers split to the far side, one here to the near side with the lone back in the backfield, Johnson. Hand off to Johnson, moves forward, gain up about a yard. It's going to bring up third and about five for the Trojans.
Yeah, nice job there that time, Lane Boonder, and also Peyton Crawford from that inside linebacker position. Do a nice job reading the run. We had a chance to watch a little tape on these guys last night. They do run out of that pistol formation. They do like to do a little bit of that zone read, so this time they're in the eye.
Eye formation, Terrain under center, along with that fullback in the backfield. Here's a counterplay to number five. Number five is Pietermeyer, and he's knocked backwards. Might have picked up a yard, but it is going to bring up fourth down for the Trojans.
Yeah, and you'd think at this point in the game and where they're at in field position, more than likely they're going to go, and they're going to go quick here.
Yeah, fourth and about three is what it looks like. It is a very foggy night here in State Center tonight. Tremaine under center along in that I formation. Here's a handoff to number 45, Johnson. He stacked up, so the Cobras will take over on downs.
Yeah, nice defensive series there by the Cobras after giving the ball back on a not a very good punt. So they get the ball back here, first down and 10, I believe, from the 31-yard line. We'll see what the Cobra offense can do.
Yeah, Michael, we got to see a little more activity out of that offense than we did in that first series of downs. It's just a lot of lackluster performances on behalf of our key players there. They need to take care of the ball, as we did have already experienced one botched handoff between Greiner and Crawford. Cobras come out in that single-wing offense, Greiner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's Greiner with a handoff to Crawford here to the near side of the field. He moves across the 30 and tackled by a host of Trojans, but not before he picks up about 3 yards. It's going to bring up second and 7.
Yeah, and I think, the way Wes Marshall's set up, they're quick, they're shifty, they're not very big up front, but they run really, really well side to side. That stretch play is not going to be there as much as what it's been in the weeks before. It's going to be a little bit more of a north and south off-tackle type of run, and right now Payne's going to have to make that cut a little bit quicker to pick up those big yards.
Greiner and Crawford still in the backfield in that single wing. Here's Wittenkamp. Here, Greiner with the keeper, the 5'16", and he slips. He should have put a larger pair of spikes on tonight before he came onto the field, but he just kind of lost his traction. It's going to be third and long for the Cobras.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate there. He just comes out of that spin from that spin back formation, that 5'16 keeper, and it loses his footing as he tried to go north and south. Big, big hole there, just very, very unfortunate.
Staying with that single wing, nobody's been able to move the ball very far. Here's Greiner with a handoff to Crawford. Crawford here, up the middle, still on his feet, still plowing forward. Going to be dangerously close to that first down marker.
Yeah, very, very close. Nice hard running by Peyton Crawford. He is going to have enough to pick up the first down. Makes a couple guys miss and keeps his feet determined. That's the Peyton Crawford we're used to seeing. Nice pickup there for enough for a first down.
So first down of the night for the Cobras. Nice to get that first one under our belt.
Looks like they're going to have an equipment timeout. Wes Marshall, officials timeout, 56 is going to come on. 62, I believe, is going to come on in his absence.
So the substitution has been made. Here's Greiner. Greiner with the keeper in that 5'16 up the middle. Picks up about 5 yards. Going to bring up second and 5, second and 6, we'll call it. Pick up a 4. For the Cobras.
And right now, Wes Marshall's playing in a six-man front. They've probably seen a little bit of tape on what Highland, Columbus Junction have tried to do the last couple of weeks. They're going to stack the box, in these weather conditions, they're going to attempt us to throw here tonight.
Greiner and Crawford still staying with that single wing after the first possession. We came out that wing T. Here's Crawford at the middle. He's got some running room. Enough for the first down. Crosses over the 50 and finally brought down at the 45-yard line.
It kind of brings it back a little bit to some of my earlier days. Smash mouth football. I mean, the six-man front, double tight ends, just running the ball. I mean, there's not nothing fancy doing. The fog's moving in. It's kind of fun football here on Friday night.
Yeah, 6:32 to go here in the first quarter, still scoreless. Greiner, Crawford in the single wing. Crawford. Oh, here Greiner with another mishandled snap. He does maintain the ball, but he's brought down immediately. I believe he was in that wing tee set.
Yeah, and, it's one of those things. Luke, under center there, we don't run that formation a lot. But very, very unfortunate. He just loses his footing as he spins out from under center there. very, very unfortunate. Going to be a second down and about 12.
Yeah, we're going to call it second and 12. Ball now rests on about the 47-yard line of Wes Marshall. I lost the ball there.
And I believe that was a wingback counter to Jacob Wickenkamp that time. It's going to be enough to about pick up 2 yards there.
So we're back to the original line of scrimmage. He's going to bring up 3rd and 10 for the Cobras. Mike, what do you pull out of the playbook here?
Yeah, you think possibly a play-action pass. You know, Luke's been throwing the ball very, very effectively when we have. They're loading the box, thinking run again.
Here's Griner. Griner spins back, and he is going to roll out. He's going to pass. He's got a guy open in Wickenkamp at the 35. He's down to about the 30-yard line. It's going to be enough for the first down. Nice job there by Griner to connect with Wickenkamp from out of the backfield.
Yeah, nice job there. Luke's looked very comfortable here the last few weeks there, throwing the ball out of that play-action formation out of the single wing. Just does a nice job of hooking up with Jacob Wickenkamp, picks up enough for the first down. It'll be interesting to see if we can kind of keep him honest here a little bit, throwing the football and possibly get him out of the six-man front.
Griner and Crawford still in backfield. Here's Wickenkamp in motion. Hand off to Crawford around the far side of the field. He's got some running room and then met after a pickup of about 6, met by a post of Trojans. It's going to bring up 2nd down and about 4 for the Cobras. 4:50 to go here in the first quarter, still scoreless.
Boy, it's hard to even see the down markers over there on the other side of the field.
It is. The fog is setting in. It's been one of the craziest games I've ever called. Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Griner rolling out the pass again. It's got a guy open downfield. And caught. No. There's the fog effect right there. It looked like might have been number 23, Albert, down there. A well-thrown ball, just couldn't bring it in.
Yeah, and Albert's well covered there. It's hard to see on that side of the field. We can't quite just locate how close that was, but a nicely thrown ball there by Luke Griner again.
So here we come with a 3rd and 4. Here's a direct snap to Crawford, straight up the middle. He's going to have enough for the first down. He moves forward across the 20 and finally brought down close to the 15-yard line. We're going to call it the 16, 1st and 10 for the Cobras.
Yeah, that's what I was talking a little bit earlier, that it's going to be more of an A-gap, B-gap type of run here tonight with them stacking the box like that. And that's going to be our chance to get second level with them loading the box like they are.
We got one receiver in, Albert, split here to the near side. Griner, Crawford in the backfield. Here goes Griner with a roll to the far side of the field. He's got a little bit of running room, but doesn't pick up much. Well covered there by the Trojans of Wes Marshall. Might have got a yard, potentially 2.
Yeah, there again, that's just the out of that wing T formation that time. Jacob Wickenkamp split out to the left. We've seen Luke run that quarterback sweep a couple times, that bootleg, and run it to some success. That time he picks up 2. It'll be 2nd down and 8.
2nd and 8, 3:58 to go here in the first quarter. Here's a handoff to Crawford. Crawford's still on his feet. He's pushed forward across the 15 and going to be marked down very close to the 12-yard line. It's going to bring up a 3rd down. And a manageable situation for the Cobras. Going to call it 3rd and about 6. And Micah, this fog is it's crazy.
Yeah, it's hard to see anything here tonight. I just slid the window up in front of me. I'm standing so close to it, I'm fogging it up.
Griner and Crawford come back into that single wing formation. Here's the direct snap to Peyton Crawford. Peyton Crawford moves forward. He's going to be pushed forward down close to the first down marker.
It is going to be a 1st down. Nice hard run and just right there. Direct snap, Peyton Crawford right through the A-gap. Nice job blocking in front of him by the Garden center. Things are going to get a lot skinnier. They're doing a great job moving east to west as far as Wes Marshall is. We'll see how Coach Jensen counteracts that.
Yeah, they're going to stay in that single wing along with Griner and Crawford in the backfield, Wickenkamp in that wingback position. Here's the snap to Crawford coming here to the near side of the field. He sidesteps one guy and comes up about 3 yards short of the goal line. That's going to bring up 2nd and goal for the Cobras. 2:50 to go here in the first quarter, still scoreless.
Yeah, it's hard to see right now what's kind of going on. That play's had a lot of success here this year. Had a whole host of guys out in front of him. Just one guy sneaks through and makes a play.
Cubs hustle up to the line. Griner and Crawford. Here's a handoff. Oh, up the middle this time. It looks like Griner with the keeper. He's going to be thrown backwards. Might have got a yard. Hagen holding to no gain on the play, so that does bring up third down and goal from the four for the Cobras. Hats off to these West Marshall Trojans, Micah. They are playing very, very good defense.
Yeah, no doubt. They're doing a great job running side to side, and their coaching staff has them in the right position right now with that six-man front.
Griner in the shotgun. Crawford in the backfield along with Griner. Here's Wittenkamp with the keeper, and he's going to be in for the touchdown with 1:35 to go here in the first quarter. Jacob Wittenkamp does break the plane, but not by much, but in for the touchdown. So the Cobras take a 6-0 lead with 1:35 to go here in the first quarter.
Not necessarily a typical offensive series for SK. Usually we see a few more big plays, but it's nice to see them grind it out, grind the clock out here and capitalize there with a nice run by Jake Wickenkamp to score a touchdown.
Cobra is going to go for two. Griner and Crawford in the single wing. Here's Crawford. Goes nowhere. He stopped. Not sure what happened there.
I believe he kind of he bobbled the snap there again, direct snap to Peyton Crawford that time, and it was a bobbled snap, and they did a nice job getting pressure upfield. So it's going to remain 6-0 with 1:35 left here in the first quarter.
1:35 to go here in the first quarter. Cobra's not wasting any time getting their kickoff team out there right away. Recognize some of our sponsors, Brenneman Construction. Are you in the market to build a new home or just remodel a portion of your existing home? Call Gene Brenneman. He and his staff will help you through the planning stages of the project. Brenneman Construction of Kyoto, a proud supporter of Cobra football. You should see what they saw. Call Brenneman Construction at 319-330-3576. Well, Mike, good use of the clock there. I mean, the Cobras ate up a lot of time on that drive, but it's time to get back to work now on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, no doubt. We haven't seen just a whole lot of the Cobra defense here so far. Just the one series by Wes Marshall. We'll see what they got in store for them here after this kickoff.
Weber on the kick from the 40. Nice kick. It's going to be taken. Oh, bobbled. And finally covered up by a West Marshall player at about the 29-yard line. So it looked like it was going to be a deep kick, but the fog is so thick, folks, that it wasn't as deep as Amos thought it was going to be. Want to give a shout-out to Brent Seabee. Brent Seabee down in Kansas City says we're coming in loud and clear this week. Unlike last week, we had all kinds of challenges last week, didn't we, Dano?
That's right.
This week, a little better deal. 1:32 to go here in the first quarter. Tremaine under center in that traditional I formation. Here is the pitch out to number 18, Larson. Larson's got a little bit of running room. Finally run out of bounds at around the 37-yard line. Going to be very close to a first down. Going to be short by a yard or two.
Very, very unfortunate. I bet Luke Griner, number one, is not going to be very happy. He got clipped bigger than life there and from his strong safety position there by the wide receiver. So not before they pick up about 8 yards.
That looks like they got number 7, Herbert, in at quarterback this series of downs. Here's a handoff up the middle. That's going to be push the pile forward. Going to be enough for the first down. They're going to mark him down at about the 41-yard line. First down for the Trojans. 1:15 to go here in the first quarter. Cobras leading 6-0. Want to remind everybody the picks line is always open, 641-660-0616. Love to hear from you if you're back home and decided not to make the trip up here to the foggy confines of State Center, Iowa. Here's Herbert with the pitch to number 18, Larson. Larson across the far side of the field. Nice pickup again.
Yeah, and right now we're just not getting enough defensive pressure with our defensive ends. They're attacking our outside. In that four-man front, Coach Sherman's probably going to be thinking we need to maybe, if they stay in this I formation, switch into a five- or six-man front here again. But haven't shown much pass yet. A lot of running out of that I formation.
Yeah, two receivers here to the near side of the field in that I formation. Colbert in that quarterback spot. Here's a handoff, dive play up the middle. Going to be enough for the first down, so the Trojans move it forward on a second and short situation and do have enough for the first down.
I believe Noah and Lane Boone are in on the tackle that time from their defensive tackle and linebacker spots, respectively. See if Wes Marshall stays in the side formation here, possibly going to go to the pistol. And that is what they're going to do here.
Yeah, one receiver split to the far side, two here to the near side. Quarterback Holbert in the shotgun. Here's a handoff to Johnson up the middle. Got some running room. He's going to get across the 45 and brought down at about the 41-yard line, and that brings us to the end of the first quarter. Sidney Kyoto leading 6-0 over the West Marshall Trojans.
Yeah, nice first half of football here by SK, only leading 6-0 here at the end of one. Doing some things nice offensively, just haven't had that big breakaway play yet by Peyton Crawford and Luke Griner. Haven't really made a lot of mistakes other than a few ball handling things. Probably just getting used to this inclement weather here tonight, but nice job by the offense. As well, defensively, we need to shore a few things up. Right now, they're running the ball at a pretty good lick, five, six yards of pop, and have been able to pick up some first downs. So West Marshall's seen some things that they want to do. And hopefully the defensive coaches of Sidney Kyoto have a few things to stop them in mind.
Absolutely. Got a couple of good buddies up here in the booth with us tonight. And Dan Moon Daniel, Moonshine Harmson, and Shane Brenning from Kyoto, up here watching a ball game, staying dry, loving life. They say it's good. It's good. So
all we need is a grill and a couple hot dogs and then maybe a pop machine.
We'd be in tall cotton if that were the case. So the Trojans are going to take over to start the second quarter. Faced with a second and four, they are now moving from north to south on this possession. Second and four. Holbert in at the quarterback position now for West Marshall. Johnson and Larson in the backfield along with him. Here's a handoff to Larson. Larson's got some good running room. Moves forward. For the first down. He crosses over the 40 and brought down at around the 36-yard line.
Yeah, Wes Marshall's got a bunch of young guys on this team. There's a bunch of freshmen, sophomore playing out here tonight. They're getting some time for the most part of the season to kind of build for the future here. It'll be tough for me to see SK not respond here at some point to this young Wes Marshall team offensively.
Yeah, they're doing a great job moving the ball on the Cobras defense. Holbert under center this time, lone back. In Johnson, one receiver here to the near side. Now Holbert moves back into the shotgun. Two receivers split over to the far side of the field. Holbert with the keeper, and he's going to be brought down for a big loss. Well, I think it's a big loss. Yeah, a big loss, maybe a 5 to 7 yard loss there. Just a little mix-up in the backfield, it looked like, between Holbert and Johnson.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. He thought he was going to be under center and then came back to the pistol there. Just a little bit of a scramble when he handled that ball off. Nice job by Isaiah Hahn to throw him down for about a 3 yard loss.
Going to bring up second about 13 for the Trojans. Ball's on about the 38 yard line. Here's a Trojan in motion. Counterplay slips. A little bit of that traction problem the Cobras were having. Who meant to make his cut. Number 21 there, Randall, kind of slipped a little bit, helped the Cobras out.
Yeah, it's the first time we've seen that play out of that pistol formation, a little jet sweep action. Does a nice job of of getting the handoff, but not before he loses traction and loses about a yard.
Trojan's going to send two receivers here to the near side, one to the far side, Hobert and Johnson in the backfield. Here's a pass. Hobert being pressured by the Cobras, and he is brought down. Going to bring up a fourth and long for the Trojans of Wes Marshall.
Yeah, I believe that was a quarterback draw call all the way. He did a nice job of looking downfield and then took off upfield, and our linebackers doing a nice job of staying home. Lane Boonder and Peyton Crawford doing a nice job of wrapping them up, not before he picks up about a yard. Going to bring up about a fourth and 13.
Yeah, punting situation for the Trojans. 9:50 to go here before half. Cobras leading the Trojans 6-0.
I believe Wes Marshall is going to take a timeout here, Amos. I believe they're short a guy on the field. They're going to take a timeout.
Yeah, not sure what the Cobras were doing. We had two people sent back tonight. That's the first time all season we've seen that, Mike.
Well, I think this is the first time we've seen a tight punt formation, and I believe Avery Moore didn't quite know exactly what he was supposed to do, so he kind of backed up there with Peyton Crawford and has two guys back there. One guy lead blocking for Peyton would probably not be a bad deal. So it's going to bring up fourth and 13. Wes Marsh is going to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe tonight. You know how hard it is for Mike and I to see the numbers on a good, clear night on these white jerseys. Now you throw the fog into this whole scenario, and now that makes it that much harder for us to maybe call who's doing what out here for the Cobras. But we will do our best to fill you in on the action here as we progress through the game. 9:40 to go here in the second quarter. Back deep for the Cobras, standing on his own five is, I believe that's Albert. The punt away. It's kind of a low punt, and finally it's going to be, I believe, a touchback.
No, it's going to be down inside the 5-yard line. It's hard to see. Albert lets that one bounce by. It was a low line drive kick. They got down there fairly quick. SK is going to start deep in their own territory. See where they mark this, about a yard and a half line.
Yeah, it might not be a bad place to come out in that wing T, Micah, you know, that tight set, and try to get some yardage out from, we're buried down there, I'd say around the 1-yard line. That's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to come out in that wing T formation. Griner under center, Crawford in the backfield. Here's a handoff to Crawford up the middle, and big push by the Trojans. Doesn't pick up much, maybe a half a yard. It's going to bring up second down and about 9 for the Cobras.
Yeah, and I believe that was just QB sneak that time, actually, Amos, and not a lot going there for Luke on that specific play.
Wow, it is really, really hard to tell what's going on from our vantage point.
I'm afraid I'm going to fall out of the box with my head sticking out this window.
Here come the Cobras. This time, I believe, in the single wing set.
That time it is going to be false start. I believe Isaiah Hahn jumped on that specific play. March it back half the distance to the goal. It's going to bring up a second and
still about a 2nd and 10.
Yeah, we're not going to lose a lot on that play. Fortunate for SK, but they got to get something going here down pin deep in their own territory. We got to see a big play from number 45 here.
Yeah, we need a little breathing room. Be interesting to see what Coach dials up here on this play call. Griner in the backfield. And we are going to get some movement out to about the 4, so a little bit of more breathing room than what we were at. And, folks, I apologize. I just absolutely cannot tell from here what transpired on that play.
I believe it was a direct snap to Peyton Crawford right up the field that time. And he does pick up about 4.5 yards, so looking at about 3rd and a long 6 here. Call it 7.
Got to give a shout-out to the Vinito boys. Evan and Jackson are listening in back in Kyoto. Bring us home a victory, boys. Keep your ear to the radio. Here's the Cobras coming to the near side of the field. That's Peyton Crawford. He's out across the five. Puts it back. Nice cut. He's at the 10, the 15, and he's going to have enough for the first down. Great job running there by Peyton Crawford.
Yeah, and does a nice job of taking some small little stutter steps there to make a good cut so he doesn't slip down and fall and cuts the back up field and has enough to pick up the first down out to about the 18-yard line. Great job of stretching that and then being very, very patient, making a great cut and picking up the first down.
Yeah, 8 minutes to go here before half. Cobras are leading 6-0 over a very, very good West Marshall team. Their defense has been very impressive, Micah.
Yeah, no doubt.
Crawford and Griner going to line up in that single wing in the backfield. Here's the direct snap to Crawford to the far side. He's going to pass. He's got a guy downfield in Hahn and in and out of the hands of Isaiah Hahn. If he could have just gathered that one in, that was going to be a nice gainer. In and out of his hands at about the 40-yard line. So it's going to bring up 2nd and 10 for the Cobras.
Yeah, that time we run the little direct snap. Peyton Crawford, he rolls out to his right side and throws it downfield. I believe to Isaiah Hahn just out of the reach of an outstretched Isaiah Hahn there to have enough to pick up the first down. But it's going to bring up 2nd and 10.
Yeah, great coverage downfield by the Trojans there. Two guys very close to Hahn. So they did not bite on that play. Here's Griner. Here's Griner with the keeper up the middle. He's got some running room. He's across the 25 and finally drugged down.
I believe drugged down by the referee there in the backfield. He run right into the referee, the back judge, and I believe also 45 Johnson, not before he picks up enough for the first down.
Yeah, good run there by Griner to pick up the first down. 7:39 to go here before half. Cobras leading 6-0. Nice pickup there for the Cobras. 1st and 10 now. Ball rests on about the 27-yard line. Griner and Crawford, they're staying with that single wing. Griner and Crawford in the backfield along with Wickenkamp split out in that wing back. Here's Wickenkamp in motion. Hand off to Crawford up the middle. Good hard running there. Gets across the 30 and brought down at around the 31. So we'll pick up about 2 or 3 yards. It's going to be a manageable 2nd down for the Cobras. 2nd and 7. Cobras shuttling people in and out. Griner now headed to the huddle with the play call. 6:50 to go here before half. Cobras going to split one guy out here to the near side. Wickenkamp, the lone back in the backfield. Here's the pitch to Wickenkamp on the far side of the field. He's got blockers in front. He's across the 35 and finally knocked out of bounds, but not before he picks up enough for the first down.
Yeah, nice job. Just a little sweep by Jake Wickenkamp, the wing back around the corner. Picks up a nice block there from his tight end, I believe, Isaiah Hahn on that side. And does have enough to pick up the first down. We haven't seen Wicks run a lot around the outside. Most of it's been that inside wing back counter play, but he does a nice job there picking up enough for the first down.
Yeah, good job there by Wick. Keep those legs moving. Knew where the first down marker was and was able to pick it up. 6:35 to go. Here before halftime. Ball rests on the 38-yard line for the Cobras. Griner and Crawford now back in the backfield. Here's the handoff to Crawford here to the near side. Oh, he was almost not pulled down for a big loss. They do get him down for about a 4-yard loss. Nice penetration there by the Trojan defense.
And Peyton Crawford's going to run off the field. I don't know if he got dinged a little bit or what the case was there. He's down rolling around on the sideline, so hopefully he's okay. So I believe younger brother 22 is going to run in and be in the backfield here with Griner.
Yeah, in fact, Carson Crawford does come on, the freshman there out of Sigourney. Here's Griner. Oh, a low snap. Griner picks it up, and he's going to run. Oh, he's got a guy open downfield. Great job by Griner to pick that up. The presence of mind to find his guy downfield in Wickenkamp. Excellent job there by Griner to pick that up and make something out of what could have been really bad.
Yeah, and I don't think that was even actually a play called. It was just kind of a junk play. Jacob Wickenkamp ran out into the flat, and then Luke had enough presence to pick the ball up and rifle it downfield enough to pick up that first down.
Really good job there by the guys to recognize that situation. 1st down for the Cobras. Now into West Marshall territory, ball sitting on the 40-yard line. Peyton Crawford still out. Younger brother Carson in there. Here's the handoff to Carson, number 22, around the far side of the field. He cuts it back, and he's brought down, but not before he picks up about 6 yards. Maybe five. It's going to be bring up second and five.
Good to see that young man get his hands on the ball. We haven't seen a lot of Carson running the football until about week six, seven, eight, just a freshman. Doing a nice job back there with Griner, and a nice run to pick up about six.
Griner and Carson Crawford in the backfield. Here's Wickenkamp in motion. Griner back to pass, being pressured. He takes off. He's across the 35, still on his feet, down to about the 18-yard line. Nice job there by Griner to tuck it and go. Nice pickup. Enough for the first down. 5:08 to go here in the second quarter.
Yeah, nice job, Luke. Not a lot going on downfield. The last couple of weeks, we've seen him feel very comfortable back there in that pocket. He does a nice job of stepping up, finding a running lane, and picking up enough yardage needed for the first down. Great running there by Luke.
Going to mark him down at the 20-yard line, so it is first and 10 from the West Marshall 20-yard line. Griner and Carson Crawford in the backfield here. Here's Griner. No, excuse me, that's Wickenkamp. Moves forward for about three. It's going to bring up second and seven.
I believe that time it was a direct snap to Carson Crawford, and he does have enough to pick up three. It's really hard to see these numbers back there, so I believe Carson's still playing in that tailback position next to Luke. I believe Peyton's up there walking around. I don't know if he got a stinger or possibly that could be it, but he is on his feet at least.
Griner directly under center in that wing tee. Here's the snap to Griner. Griner with a pass, and he just underthrows his receiver in Wickenkamp. He just flat out underthrew that one, Micah.
Yeah, I think he just kind of underjudged at that time, rolling out to his left side, kind of a tough throw. Ball's a little slick tonight. Just needs to put a little more air underneath that to a wide open Jake Wickenkamp out here in the flat. Bring up a third and about a long six here.
Cobra's still sitting that single wing. Carson Crawford along with Griner in the backfield. Here's a handoff to Carson. He's around the far side of the field, busts off and spins off one tackler and finally brought down, but not before. I believe he's got enough for the first down.
Yeah, young man doing a nice job. Puts a little spin move on at the end, picks up another 3-4 yards. Going to be very close to a first down here. Have not got the call from the official yet. It's going to be first down.
First and goal.
First and goal from the seven.
First and goal from the 7-yard line for the Cobras. Griner and Crawford. Here's a handoff to Crawford. He got loose. He was dead to rights in the backfield and somehow got loose and picks up about 3 or 4 yards, Micah.
That looked a little bit more like older brother, kind of cutting back through the middle. Nice run there by Carson Crawford. Didn't have a lot going, but it finds enough to pick up about 4 yards. It's going to be second down and goal from the 4-yard line.
Yeah, going to mark it right on the four, second and goal for the Cobras. Still in that tight single wing formation. Here's Griner with a handoff to Carson Crawford. He moves forward in for the touchdown. In for the touchdown, Carson Crawford with 3:19 to go here before half.
And that's what we'd like to see out of Carson Crawford. He does a nice job of getting a little bit more north and south than even Peyton. Peyton's such a patient runner. But Carson does a nice job of hitting that full hard and finding that second explosion through to pick up the score. Great run by Carson Crawford to cap off another big drive by a drive that started all the way at the 2-yard line here for SK.
Looks like the Cobras are going to go for two here, try to get this thing topped out at 14. We'll see if they're more successful than they were on their first attempt. Griner and Carson Crawford in the backfield. Here's a handoff to Carson. That looks like Wickenkamp running. That was Carson.
That was Carson that time. Under center that time, ran that wing tee, just a little give to Carson Crawford around the tackle side, and he does a nice job of getting some great blocks in front of him and basically walks into the end zone there. So great drive capped off by a nice run there by Carson Crawford, filling in for older brother right now in that tailback position.
Yeah, a little hesitation there. He, after the snap, he kind of hesitated just a bit. that's something we haven't seen all season long. Kind of hesitated, and then Griner. There's going to be a personal foul, offsetting penalties. That two-point conversion is good. So with 3:19 to go here before halftime, Sigourney Kyoto now leading 14-0 over West Marshall.
It could be said, Amos, this is a lot of the team of the future for SK here tonight with the sophomore quarterback, freshman tailback, Jacob Wickenkamp, just a junior there, that wingback position. This is the team that we're going to see a lot of next year. Just a couple seniors up front there playing. So nice to see those guys drive down and make something positive out of a long drive here, a very time-consuming drive here, just 3:19 left here in the second quarter.
Yeah, we've been pretty fortunate thus far on special teams, and you and I talk about this every week, how we wish that maybe we had a little more get-up-and-go out of these 11 that are out there right now. Hopefully we can continue to pin these guys back like they did on the first two kickoffs here tonight. Weber on to kick off for the Cobras. Ball teed up on the 40. Kick is away. It's going to be another short kick. That is a light ball. Cobras get down there, and it is picked up by a Trojan. Moves it forward at about the 36. Moves it 26. Moves it forward to about the 30-yard line. So decent field position for the Trojans. But I like where we're sitting, old buddy.
Yeah, no doubt. And I believe Carson Crawford is going to come in to play at that linebacker position. Not quite sure on the status of Peyton Crawford right now. But younger brother is going to come in and play at that linebacker position also.
Yeah, Carson on for Peyton at this time. Trojans come out in that I formation. And nice run here by number 18, I believe Larson. Here on the near side of the field, moves it across the 35 and brought down at around the 41-yard line. Number 18, Larson, with a nice pickup there for the Trojans. Going to spot the ball on about the 43-yard line. It's going to be first and 10. Tremaine, number 11, back in for the Trojans at quarterback in that I formation. Drain back to pass, being pressured and brought down at about the 40. Going to be a loss of about five for the Trojans. Nice penetration there by the Cobras.
Yeah, great job. Cooper Griner from his defensive end position here does a great job of beating that tackle and getting upfield and picking up the sack. Also great pressure by Zeb Webb there from that defensive tackle on this near side of the field.
Tremaine goes under center this time for the Trojans. One receiver split to the far side, one here to the near side. Here's a pitch out to Larson, number 18, and he's going to be wrapped up for about a loss of a yard or two. So now the Trojans are faced with a third and long situation here with 2:07 to go before half.
And great job there, Luke Griner, from his strong safety position, funneling that back in to Tanner Boss at defensive end, I believe, in for Isaiah Hahn that time. Some great job those guys doing, teaming up and making a big play for a yard loss there.
Cobra's going to take a timeout here with 1:56 to go before half. Trojans faced with a third and 15, ball on the 38. Want to recognize Town and Country Insurance. Stop into Town and Country Insurance for all your insurance needs, whether it's home, auto, farm, or crop insurance. Stop in and see Angie Gritter, Town and Country Insurance, on Highway 92 East in Sigourney. Also, Fagan Elevator. Fagan Elevator would like to wish the Sigourney Kyoto football team success on the 2015 season. Fagan Elevator for all your grain merchandising needs. Contact Larry or Dave at Fagan Elevator, 641-636-3089. By the Kyoto Veterinary Clinic. Kyoto Veterinary Clinic located on Broadway Street in Kyoto. Doctors Branstad, Swanstrom, and Griner are there for your entire pet or large animal needs. With over 70 years of veterinary experience, this group is ready to serve you. Kyoto Veterinary Clinic, a proud supporter of Sigourney Kyoto football. 1:56 to go here before half. Trojans faced with a third and 15, ball placed on the 38-yard line. Tremaine in the shotgun. Lone back, three receivers here to the near side of the field. Tremaine rolling, got a guy open downfield from Petermeyer, and he hauls it in and around the 40-yard line off the Cobras.
Yeah, a little bit of soft coverage by the safety, and I believe Luke Greiner here out in the coverage. He's playing in the flat. That was a great job of attacking that in between that flat and that deep third in his own coverage. They caught us kind of sleeping there on that third and long situation.
Tremaine still in at that quarterback position. Three receivers to the far side. Tremaine with a high snap, hands off to Johnson. He's brought down immediately in the backfield. Whistles blow. Nice job there by Cooper Greiner coming in from that defensive line spot that he plays.
Yeah, just a junior. Cooper Greiner has not started a bunch there at that defensive end position, but doing a great job here tonight having a little ball game here again.
Trojans faced with about a second and 13 ball now on the 43-yard line of Serenity Kyoto. Tremaine in the shotgun. Johnson, he backpedals. He's got a guy open at number four, Coberly, hauls it in. Now they're going to call it incomplete.
I believe that's what they're going to call it. It is going to stop the clock with a minute five left here in the second quarter.
It looked to me like he hauled that in, but that's good for the Cobras. Good for the Cobras. 1:05 to go here before half. Third and 13 for the Trojans of West Marshall. Tremaine in the backfield along with Johnson. Here's Tremaine rolling to the far side of the field. Pump fakes once. He's under pressure, and he's brought down for another loss. Loss of about five. It's going to take him back to around the 47-yard line. It's going to bring up a fourth and very long for the Trojans of West Marshall. Cobras take a timeout.
Great job, Noah Boone or Zeb Webb from those two defensive tackle spots. Getting upfield pressure really, really quick there. I believe Noah Boonder takes on a double team there and still gets to the quarterback for the quarterback sack. Most of the fourth and very, very long with just 56.9 seconds left here in the second quarter.
At halftime, I'm going to turn the headset over to Daniel Moonshine Harmson so that he can bring you up to speed on all the scores from across the area on our wonderful Thunderbolt app offered to you by KIIC Radio. ...57 seconds to go here before half. Trojans faced with a fourth and long situation.
I believe they are going to go ahead and send the punt team on here. Tremaine's going to be deep. Got to be thinking possibly a fake could be called. They're going to send Avery Moore back deep to play about midfield safety here.
The kick is away, and it's going to be a short kick. It's going to be, Albert picks it up at around the 23-yard line and moves it forward for about 3 yards, but that guy is like the cardiac kid to me.
Yeah, he's lived and died by that punt return status this year, but does a good job of picking up about 3 yards. Call it four. 47 seconds left here. We'll see if Coach Jensen wants to take a shot if we stay in that single-wing formation here.
Didn't see whether Carson still off the field. Younger brother Carson on in the backfield along with Luke Greiner. Faced with a first and 10 from the 26. Greiner back to pass. Hot wash one downfield. Intercepted. Oh, my goodness. Not sure where Luke was going with that one, but intercepted at about the 35 and returned back to the 25. So with 36 seconds left, there is life here for the Trojans.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate. I believe that the Isaiah Hans went up for the ball and then second-guessed catching it. He thought somebody was behind him, wasn't anybody there. And the free safety does a great job picking that thing off and taking it downfield.
Yeah, great job there by the Trojan defense to pick that one off and bring it and give them life here with 36 seconds to go. I believe it's Tremaine. No, it's Hobart back. He rolls, and he's going to be wrapped up. He rolls to the near side of the field, and the Cobras with great pressure defense coming in as Hobart rolls here to the near side of the field, going to be brought down for a loss of about six.
Great job, Noah Boone, there from his defensive tackle position there on the sack that time once again. Right now, our defensive line is playing very, very good football. Very unfortunate that our defensive backs and are not quite holding up their end of the bargain. We'll see. Just 28 seconds left here in the second quarter. Wes Marshall threatening Sigourney Kyoto up 14-0.
Yeah, Micah, you know, a lot closer first half than what we may have expected, but this Wes Marshall Trojan team is out here to play. I knew they would come. We watched them last year down in our neck of the woods. They were a very young team then. We knew that they were going to be nothing but better from a year ago, and they're certainly showing that. Looks like Hulbert's going to trot back on in that quarterback position for the Trojans. Going to be joined in the backfield by Johnson. Going to split three receivers here to the near side of the field. Hulbert in the shotgun with a quick hitter out here to the flat. And Cobra's finally wrap him up and bring him down in play. In play. Now, finally, they're going to stop the clock. In play, down at around the 22-yard line.
And Wes Marshall's going to go ahead and, I believe, use their last timeout of the half here with 19 seconds left. They're, again, attacking right between the flat and that deep third, kind of picking on Luke Grimes, playing the no-man's land there. It's not necessarily his play to make. Free safety needs to come up and play a little bit tighter along with that corner. They're doing a nice job moving the football here in the second quarter.
And 19 seconds to go here before the half. Sigourney Kyoto leading 14-0 over Wes Marshall. Final timeout taken by Wes Marshall here. Cobras break huddle. They're ready. Yep. On the defensive side of the ball. Here come the Trojans of Wes Marshall. They're going to split two guys to the far side of the field. Hulbert's going to be joined in the backfield by Larson and Johnson. Little confusion. Play clock has started. A lot of confusion here on behalf of Wes Marshall, but they finally get two here to the near side now. Hulbert in the shotgun along with Larson and Johnson in the backfield. Hulbert back to pass, and he's being pressured. Oh, he escapes, still on his feet, and finally gets one tossed away. Going to be a flag on the play. I saw a flag come flying in.
I believe that's going to be a pass to an ineligible receiver. So is that loss of downs? Quite possibly. I'm not quite sure on the rule on that. One of the linemen turned around and Hulbert threw the ball to him. So Tremaine is going to come in, I believe, at quarterback.
Yeah, that's Tremaine that just trotted in, number 11, at the quarterback position. Hulbert's going to come off.
Referees are still talking about the penalty to be assessed here.
No, they are going to mark this one off. Ineligible receiver. Moves the ball back, now placed on about the 26-yard line.
Timeout, I believe. Coach Jarms, Coach Jensen are going to talk about this with our guys real quick. Make sure everything stays in front of them here. More than likely the last play of the half here for, they could pick up a first down. Wes Marshall could, but they're more than likely going to be going for the end zone here with just 8 seconds left.
You know, the defense, the Cobras defensive line has been doing a much better job getting some pressure on their quarterback tonight. Probably the best job we've seen them do all season, Micah. Hats off to those guys here in the first half.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, right now they're probably playing a little shocked. Nate Searin going out early in the year with a big injury. Peyton Crawford, our, emotional leader there from an offensive and defensive standpoint, Our guys are just playing a little bit lost defensively, especially in that backfield. So we'll hopefully here at halftime we'll be able to contact somebody and see exactly what's going on with Peyton there, if they're just staying on the precautionary side.
Tremaine in the shotgun. Two receivers split to the far side, two here to the near side. Johnson, the lone back in the backfield. Here's Tremaine, backpedals. He heaves one downfield, and it's going to be broke up. It's intercepted. Intercepted, I believe, and that's Cobra's back, bringing it back, and that's going to bring us to the end. I believe that was Albert with the interception down around the 5-yard line, brings it back to about the 30, but time expires here in State Center. So at half, the Cobras lead the West Marshall Trojans 14-0. I'm going to turn this microphone over to Daniel Harmson. He's going to bring you up to speed. We're going to take a break here and rest our voices. Field, it says 57 seconds to go before we get the second half under the way, but teams are just now taking the field. A little bit of an extended homecoming halftime here at West Marshall as they dedicated their new track here in State Center, and also spent some time here on senior night in State Center introducing the junior high squad. Well, Mikey, you know, we got one half behind us. Sounds like we got a little bit of an update on Peyton Crawford. You had an opportunity to talk to the coaching staff there over halftime. What are the chances we're going to see Peyton second half?
I'd say 50-50. Not quite sure. I think he's okay. He did have a little bit of a shoulder stinger there early in the first quarter. But I think it's going to be one of those things. If needed, we'll see number 45. If not, we'll see a lot of 22 here in the second half. Younger brother will probably be carrying the load, which we know he's fully capable of doing. We never want to see that with a senior runner. A runner that Peyton Crawford right now, I believe he's seventh or eighth in the state in rushing yards, having a heck of a season here once again. Not quite as many yards as he had as a junior, but right around that 1,500-yard mark. More than anything, we need him to be healthy here for next Wednesday. So coaches are just taking the necessary precautions and don't want to send him out there until he feels 100% in it. So we're not quite sure who we'll see here in the second half.
Yeah, you've had an opportunity as well here throughout halftime to catch a few scores from around the area of interest. One in particular is a district matchup. What can you share with us there, Micah?
I believe Pella Christian now trails Iowa City Regina 17-7 there late in the second quarter. So still a 10-point lead, but Pella Christian has scored. So a close game there, getting close to halftime.
Well, you know, the first half is behind us. We're about a minute away from getting the second half underway. Micah, as you look at it, you know, the Cobras were able to put a couple of good sustained drives together, did a really good job of working the clock, you know, took a lot of time off, kept the ball on the ground, with the exception of a couple maybe missed handoffs where the ball popped loose, but we were able to get back on it. And Luke's interception there right on that last drive before time ran out there at halftime. Really not a bad played game by the Cobras. Hats off to West Marshall. They are playing very good football here tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. At times it seems like the offense has had some issues with the six-man front that West Marshall's got going on. They're almost in a 6-3, stacking 8-9 guys in the box every play, forcing Sigourney Kyoto to throw the football. So we'll see coming out of halftime here if Coach Jensen frees Luke up to throw the football a little bit more, if we're going to see a steady outcome of running the football, or exactly what's going to transpire here in the third quarter. But either way, one half of football left in the regular season here, week 9 here in West Marshall tonight, as West Marshall is going to take the field and get ready to receive this kickoff.
We are ready, in fact, to start the third quarter. Sigourney Kyoto will be kicking off to West Marshall to start the second half. The fog has lifted a little bit. It's going to make it a little bit easier for us to be able to tell what's going on here. Cobra's got the ball teed up. Weber ready to kick off. Back deep, Johnson stands on his own 20-yard line to receive Weber's kick. Ball's placed. Kick is away. It's a good kick this time over the head of Johnson and into the end zone. So the Trojans will take over first and 10 from their own 20-yard line here to start the second half.
Yeah, we'll see what kind of defensive front we come out in here. You would think we'd stay in that same four-man front, linebackers. Carson Crawford, Lane Boonder, Alex Schuster, and then Luke Reiner playing that strong safety position again.
Looks like Tremaine's going to trot onto the field, going to go under center. Two backs in the backfield in Johnson and Larson. Here's a handoff to Larson. He cuts back up the middle and is going to be brought down after a short gain, maybe a yard, potentially two. It's going to bring up second and about eight for the Trojans.
Great job, Carson Crawford, there on his tackle from his weak side linebacker position. That young man steps up and fills up that hole before he picks up 3 yards, and it's going to be a second down and about seven.
Trojan's going to send two receivers here to the near side of the field, still in that I formation with Johnson and Larson in the backfield. Tremaine in at quarterback. Here's the pitch to the near side of the field to Larson. He's across the 25 and drove out of bounds at around the 27-yard line. Going to be very close to a first down.
Yeah, and right now we've seen them do that attack our edges quite a bit there in that second quarter. A lot of pitches to the outside, runs to the outside. Just trying to attack our defensive end. Our defensive end have to do a great job of keeping that outside foot free and forcing some downfield pressure and knock those guys off balance.
Yeah, Larson knocked out of bounds a couple of yards short. It's going to bring up a third and two for the Trojans. 10:50 to go, just underway here in the third quarter. Tremaine under center in the backfield. Here's the handoff to Larson. Larson moves forward and dropped. Dropped at about the 30, so he's going to be very, very close, depending on the spot. Close to a first down.
Depending on where the spot is.
They are going to say first down. So he had enough, picked up enough for the first down there on that handoff up the middle. Tremaine still in at quarterback. Johnson, the lone back, three receivers split to the far side of the field. Tremaine in the shotgun. It's a quarterback keeper, and he's met hard at about the 33, 34-yard line, so a short gain for Tremaine.
Yeah, nice job, Cooper Griner, chasing that down from his backside defensive end position. Also in on the tackle, I believe, Carson Crawford, number 22, and Lane Boonder there from his middle linebacker position.
Wes Marshall sending two over to the far side of the field, two receivers, one here to the near side. Tremaine and Johnson in the backfield for the Trojans. Train in the shotgun. Here's a handoff up the middle to Johnson. He's got some running room. Good head of steam. He's going to have enough for the first down. Might have been a fumble on the play. We'll let this one sort out. They're going to call him down. He is, in fact, going to have enough for the first down as he crosses over the 40, brought down at around the 42-yard line. First and 10 for the Trojans.
Just a little off tackle play that time, kind of isolating our defensive tackles, and did a nice job blocking that up front and picking up enough for Johnson, picking up enough there for the first down.
Two receivers for Wes Marshall split to the far side, one here to the near side. Tremaine going to go directly under center on this play. Lone back in the backfield is Johnson. Here's Tremaine with a quick hitter out to the flat. And Wes Marshall moves forward across the 45, brought down at around the 47-yard line.
Yeah, I've seen that play on tape a couple times last night, just a little wheel route out to the outside, run that receiver off on a fly, and expect our outside linebackers to make coverage out there. It's kind of a tough play, so it's going to bring up second and about three.
Yeah, going to spot that ball on the 49 for Wes Marshall, second and short. Tremaine under center. Here's a handoff to Johnson up the middle. He's met immediately, but not before he does pick up enough for the first down, or at least is dangerously close. They're going to call timeout for a measurement. They are going to give it to him. So Wes Marshall doing a good job here, Micah, moving the ball. A third first down they've they've come up with here to start the second half. Two receivers here to the near side, one to the far side of the field, lone back in the backfield. Tremaine under center. Here's the handoff to Johnson again, and he's met. Good job there by the defensive line of the Cobras.
Yeah, I believe Zeb Webb, Noah Boonder from their defensive tackle spot that time collapsed that thing down. Picks up about a yard gain.
Yeah, second and nine, 8:30 to go here in the third quarter. Sigourney Kyoto leading 14-0 over Wes Marshall. Wes Marshall in somewhat of a hurry-up offense. One receiver to the far side, two here to the near. Tremaine in the shotgun along with Johnson in the backfield. Here's one receiver in motion. And a little counterplay and a fumble on the play by Johnson. A little counterplay there by Johnson. A little mishandle of the ball, but I think he gets back on top of it.
Yeah, nicely drawn up play there by Wes Marshall. Jet sweep action to the near side of the field here. Just a little counter back to the weak side. And if not, a little bit of a fumble on the play, it could have been a big gainer, big hold there on the backside.
Wes Marshall still working to sort things out here on the play call in this third and long situation. Third and 12 is what they're calling it. Tremaine in the shotgun. Two receivers to the far side, one here to the near side of the field. Tremaine backpedals, looking for a guy downfield. He's got a guy open, and he skips and misses a tackler. And he's on the move down across the 25 and finally brought down. They're going to mark him down at around the 20.
There's going to be a flag at the end of the play here. Not quite sure exactly what happened. Avery Moore slipped to make that tackle. Not a very good attempt at an open field tackle there. Number five springs feet free out to the outside and does a great job picking up big yardage here. We'll see what this penalty is.
Avery limping off across the field there. Might have did tweak something there as he slipped. We'll let the official sort this one out. Still talking. It's going to be against Wes Marshall. They're calling in the Cobra defense. Personal foul on the Trojans of Wes Marshall. So that one's going to come back quite a ways. They're going to spot the ball right at midfield, Micah.
Yeah, not quite sure who the personal foul is on. I know Wes Marshall had one there early in the game. Two personal fouls, Iowa High School rule is automatic ejection. So not quite sure what the number was on that play.
So Tremaine regroups his offense. Going to bring two receivers here to the near side of the field, two over to the far side. Larson now the lone back in the backfield along with Tremaine. Third and 12 from the 50-yard line. Here's Tremaine, backpedals, passing situation, being pressured again. He's one downfield and overthrows his receiver in number 25. Bacham. So that's going to bring up a fourth and long for the Trojans from midfield.
Yeah, I bet Carson Crawford wants that one back. He blitzed off the weak side here from his outside linebacker position, and just Tremaine does a nice job of sidestepping him, or he was going to put a big hit right on his back. So very, very fortunate for Wes Marshall. They pick up going to be a funny situation here.
Make a $100 bet with you that this one doesn't get caught. The kick is away. I wish you'd bet me. And it's going to drop dead down at around the 16-yard line. Back deep in punt receiving formation was Jordan Albert. Lets the ball drop. Going to go dead at around the 16-yard line. Cobra's going to take over first and 10 here with their first possession of the second half.
Not quite sure. Did not see Peyton Crawford come on the field. Quite possibly if they're going to come out in that single wing formation, Luke Garner is going to come to the huddle here to play from coach.
7:01 to go here in the third quarter. Garner, and is that Peyton Crawford back in? Direct snap to Peyton Crawford around the far side of the field. He's got a head of steam. He's across the 20, still on his feet, and finally drugged down at around the 28-yard line. Going to be enough for a first down. Nice job moving forward there by Peyton Crawford.
Yeah, does a great job of reading his blocks around the outside, does a nice job of cutting that back against the grain right behind the linebackers there, and picks up enough for about 15 yards and a first down. Great to see number 45 back on the field here for SK.
Absolutely. He's a gamer. You know, this is the last regular season game of the season. We knew that if it weren't serious, we'd see Peyton back in the game. Griner and Crawford, two receivers split here to the near side, two over to the far side. Griner in the backfield with Crawford. Here's a handoff to Crawford up the middle, kind of a little misdirection. Crawford's off to the races and finally drugged down after he crosses over midfield and is drugged down at around the 46-yard line. It's a great pickup there by Peyton Crawford.
A little different formation there. We came out in that rocky formation, that double spread, our double slot look out of the pistol formation, just a little counterplay to Peyton Crawford. Picks up a big gainer. Kind of caught Wes Marshall sleeping there in that six-man front. So we'll see if Coach Jackson stays with a spread look here or if he goes back to the single lane.
Looks like the younger Crawford has come in to spell his brother, Reiner, and Carson Crawford in the backfield. Two receivers here to the near side. Here's Avery Moore in motion. Here's a fake handoff to Moore. And here's Griner with the keeper. He's got a good moves across the 40 and finally drug down at around the 34-yard line.
Great job. Just a little fake handoff to Carson Crawford there on the dive play, and does a great job of finding a hole right off tackle. And have enough to pick up the first down. Kind of like what we're seeing right now out here in that spread formation.
That brings up a first and 10, ball on the 34-yard line for the Cobras. Griner, along with Carson Crawford, two receivers here to the near side of the field. One receiver in motion. Here's Griner back to pass. Got a guy open downfield in. I believe that was number 23, Jordan Albert. Nice reception. Going to be very close to another first down for the Cobras.
Luke does a great job that time, pump faking the bubble out to the flat, and then hitting his receiver, Jordan Albert, there on that quick slant. So nice job of picking up the first down there. Great pass, great catch.
5:33 to go here in the third quarter. Cobras leading 14-0 over Wes Marshall. Cobra's going to stay in that spread formation, two receivers to the far side, two here to the near side, lone back in the backfield, Carson Crawford. Here's Griner with a bobbled snap. He gets on top of it, I believe. He does, in fact, cover that one up, but it's going to be a loss of about 3 on the play, just kind of a mishandle there of the snap, Micah.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate. He's used to taking a lot of them snaps in the backfield out of that shotgun. That time probably had other things on his mind, and just before he had the ball secured in his hands, he was moving, and very, very fortunate he pops back on that second down and about 13.
Second and 13, 4:46 to go here in the third quarter. Still in that spread formation. Lone back in Crawford. Here's Griner, back to pass, pumps a couple times, got a guy open and more. For a short gainer, is going to be down at around the 20, call it the 19-yard line. So not a large gain on the play, but it's going to bring up a manageable third down and 6 for the Cobras.
Yeah, right now, and I think Coach Jensen's probably going to come back to the running game here at some point because we freed them off that six-man line. Now they're in a four-man front with their outside linebackers playing pretty wide. So we'll see if Coach Jensen picks up on that, and we see a couple more rushes, and it does look like we're going to change formations here.
Going into that wing T formation, Wickenkamp and Crawford in the backfield. Here's Griner with the pitch after Wickenkamp to the far side of the field. He's to spread it out big time, and he's going to dance out dangerously close to the first down marker. Just all depends on the spot. Looks like he might have come up just a bit short, Micah.
And it's going to be about, call it a long two, fourth and a long two here, decision time for Coach Jensen.
Might be a good time for him to call the old 5-16. A little trickery right up the gut. We'll wait to see what coaches has called here. They're going to come out in the single wing formation. Reiner and young Crawford in the backfield. Here's Crawford with the handoff. He's loose, and he's fighting towards the end zone and does cross the goal line. Carson Crawford finds the goal line with 3:43 to go here in the third quarter. Cobras take a 20-0 lead over West Marshall.
Great job, Carson Crawford. A little bit of a bobbled snap there. Once again, a direct snap to number 22, Carson Crawford. It kind of delays him in the hole a little bit, but he's a great north-south type of runner and puts his head down and drags a couple guys to the end zone and picks up the score.
Cobra's going to go for two again. Here's Greiner under center. Big push by West Marshall, and nothing going this time. Nice push by the West Marshall Trojans there to keep the Cobras out of the end zone for that two-point conversion. So with 3:43 to go here in the third quarter, Cobras take a 20-0 lead over the Trojans.
And I don't necessarily know if Peyton Crawford's are hurt at this point in the game or if we're just kind of taking it easy and seeing where he's at. It was nice to see him come back for one play. They're very strong, picked up about 15 yards on the first down. But little brother's getting the job done right now, so we'll see. It may not hurt to rest Peyton at this point, and you rest him up for a big game there Wednesday night. Who we play is up to be determined yet, great drive, capitalized on a great 22-yard run there by young Carson Crawford, just a freshman once again.
Sidney Kiera set to kick off to West Marshall. 3:43 to go here in the third quarter. Sidney Kiera leading 20-0. Remember, folks, text line is always open. Love to hear from you. Looks like Coach Jensen's folks are listening in out there in Creston, Iowa again tonight. Thanks for listening in, folks. Here's the kick by Weber. It's a good kick. It's going to hit at about the 15 and bobbled by Johnson down around the 12. He picks it up. He moves it forward. He's across the 10 and dropped shortly after he crosses over the 10-yard line. So the West Marshall Trojans will take over first and 10 from their own 12-yard line.
Great tackle down there, downfield by Avery Moore there on that play. So 10 West Marshall deep here. We'll see what the SK defense has here. One score of interest update, Iowa City, Regina, 24. Pella Christian, 14, still in the second quarter.
Still that 10-point game, District 6 play, kind of an important game in our district here tonight. First starting field position for West Marshall of the night. Here's Tremendo. I believe that's Hobart back. Nice little screen play to Johnson. Johnson collects that at about the 16, moves it forward to about the 18. Nice pickup for the Trojans.
Great job. Noah Boonder having the awareness to get back from his defensive tackle spot. Also in on that tackle, Wayne Boonder. Those guys are doing a heck of a job here once again.
Trojans keep switching quarterbacks on me. We got number 7, Holbrook, in there now. In the shotgun, 2 receivers, 3 receivers split over to the far side of the field. 2:56 to go here in the third quarter. Holbert back to pass, being pressured again, and he's going to be drugged down at around the 14-yard line. Good pressure coming in there, Micah, from that defensive line of the Cobras.
Yeah, no doubt. No, once again, Coach Jarms calls a weak side blitz here. Carson Crawford in on that. Also, I believe Noah Boonder and Cooper Greiner there on the tackle. Going to bring up a third, about 8.
Here comes West Marshall back at it with a 3rd and 9 situation. 2 receivers split over to the far side of the field, 1 here near. Holbert back to pass. He tucks it. He's being pursued. Lets it fly. Caught by number 21, Randall. Randall's got some running room. He's across the 50, still on his feet, and finally drug down right at about the 50-yard line by Avery Moore. So that's the second time tonight that West Marshall's come up with a big play when they've been buried deep, Micah.
Yeah, nice, well-executed play. It's the same play we've seen on that wheel route that they had called back there earlier in the second quarter, or in this in third quarter. So great execution, and right now our defensive backs need to do to pick up and get after it.
2 receivers to the far side. Here's Holbert with the hand. No, with the keeper, and he's going to be brought down. A lot of pressure coming from that defensive line of the Cobras. Going to be drugged down. Ball was placed on the 49 and brought down back behind the 45-yard line. They're going to mark it at about the 43. Player, injured player for West Marshall down.
Great job, Carson Crawford, along with Cooper Griner there once again in on the tackle. Nice to see Carson playing both ways tonight. Hasn't played a lot of defense. We've seen him carry the ball a time or two, but doing a good job on both sides of the ball here tonight for Big Brother. It's safe to say the future is bright for these SK Cobras as we move forward here the next couple of years. Lots of young guys playing at some of them skill positions also up front. So it's good to see a Les Marshall player. They're taking a look at his knee. You never like to see that here on the last game of the year, but we'll see.
Had an injured player down, Junior Millizer, one of their linemen. He is getting up under his own power. Not sure what happened. Appears to be okay, no leg injury anyway. We've seen enough of those this year, that's for sure. Good to see that young man get up and walk off under his own power. Number 65, Millhauser, for the Trojans.
Wes Marshall moving the ball with some effective efficiency right now. Second in about 16 situation, you got to be thinking that they're probably going to air it out here. Defensive backs cannot play too soft, especially in that man coverage here.
Yeah, number 7, Holbert, staying in at that quarterback position. Holbert, just a sophomore as well. And they joined in the backfield by Larson. Here's the pitch to Larson. Oh, it's going to be the halfback pass. He passes it back to across the field to Holbert. And Holbert picks up about 7 yards on the play. Going to be brought down right back at about the original line of scrimmage. So it's going to bring up about 3rd and 10 for the Trojans.
Nice play, Avery Moore, there on that backside. Staying home. They've done that throwback pass a couple times. They've seen it on tape, so. Does a great job of staying at home, making a big play, and holding the third down in long situations.
Yeah, another young kid, Burr, in there on that play for the Trojans. Here's Holbert. Holbert with a quick hitter out here to the flat to Larson, and Larson's met at about the 49-yard line. So that is exactly right at the original line of scrimmage. Not sure who was in on the tackle there, Micah.
I believe Luke Griner, Carson Crawford, and also Avery Moore there on the tackle. Carson is playing well the game from that linebacker position right now.
That's going to bring up a 4th and 10 for the Trojans. Very close, 36 seconds away from the end of the third quarter. Trojans going to spread 3 guys to the far side of the field and 2 here to the near side. Holbert in the shotgun, going to go for it on 4th and 10. They've had some success in these long down situations. Holbert backpedals. Being pursued, and he's going to be drugged down, going to get the Cobras excellent field position. They'll take over on downs at about the 44-yard line of Wes Marshall with 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Great penetration there that time by Noah Boonder and also Zeb Webb from their defensive tackle spots. Right now they have owned that middle here tonight, and they've really done a great job of getting downfield pressure on the quarterback. Hats off to that defensive line.
Here comes Griner on for the Cobras with play call. Excellent field position for the Cobras to start this drive. Ball rests on the 45-yard line of Wes Marshall. Carson Crawford still in, spelling the older Crawford, Peyton. Griner and Crawford, lone backs in the backfield. 2 receivers on the far side. Here's Griner with a quick hitter down the middle of the field. Nice, quick release. Not sure who gathered that one in. Looks like number 24, Jacob Wickenkamp, carries that down across the 25-yard line and finally brought down around the 24.
A little bit of confusion on the West Marshall side. Once again, we come out in that rocky look, that spread look, and Luke does a great job of finding the seam on a quick slant there. To Jacob Wickenkamp does a great job of picking up big yards.
Cobra's going to stay in that spread formation. Griner in the backfield along with Crawford. Griner backpedals. Griner with the keeper this time. as time expires here. Griner still on the run across the 20 and finally pushed out of bounds. They're going to mark him out at around the 14-yard line. Nice little scramble there by Griner.
Yeah, we've seen him do that time and time again here the last couple of weeks. Does a nice job. Doesn't see anything downfield. Uses his feet to pick up enough for that first down. It's going to be second down and about one as we end the third quarter.
Yeah, that brings us to the end of the third quarter. Cobras leading 20-0 over the Trojans of West Marshall. Michael, we've said this numerous times. Griner, kind of sneaky fast. You wouldn't think that he's as fast as he really is. But when he gets those legs rolling, he can pick them up and put them down with the best of them out here on the football field.
Another score of interest here. Just at halftime, report. Columbus Junction, 55. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 14. That's another district game. Another score of interest. Iowa Valley, 22. North Mahaska, 15. They're on also on the KCII stream here tonight.
KIIC?
Correct. CMB 20, Centerville 10. Impella is rolling over Sheridan tonight. Then the second quarter, 57-0.
Wow. You know, that's 2 weeks in a row. You know, Sheridan's got a pretty solid squad down there, but they've ran into a buzzsaw the last 2 weeks in Carlisle, and now Pella, what a way to end your season. You know, regular season, ran into a couple quality football teams in Carlisle and Pella.
And Carlisle in the tight one at halftime with Oskaloosa all tied at 8.
I'll be darned. That's kind of shocking after what they were able to do last week with Sheridan. Ready to get underway here in the fourth and final quarter of tonight's ball game. Griner and Crawford in the Wickenkamp in the backfield. Here's Wickenkamp on the near side of the field and moves it down to around the 12-yard line. So pick up of about 2. Oscar, they got 2nd and 8 for the Cobras. Excuse me.
That time, I believe, Avery Moore at wingback position and Jacob Wickenkamp in that tailback. Just a little bit different wrinkle there with Peyton out. Carson not in there that time. See if they stick with the same formation here as we picked up the first down.
Yeah, that was a 2nd-and-1 play, so Wickenkamp with enough to pick up the first down. Griner and Wickenkamp in the backfield. Here's a handoff to Avery Moore on that counterplay, and Moore moves it down. Oh, and I believe he fumbles the ball down around the 5-yard line. And West Marshall recovers with 11:25 to go here in the ballgame. That's a costly mistake.
Yeah, very, very costly. Avery doesn't run the ball just a whole lot out of that wingback position. I don't know if he ever just had a great handle on the football. We have to... Got the double handoff from Jacob Wickenkamp, and very, very unfortunate. So we got to put points on the board when we're in the red zone.
Yeah, I think maybe we just need to keep the people that are comfortable in those positions when we get down this close. And, you know, there'll be times that we can put those players in and give them the experience they might need at those positions. So here come the Cobras on defense. There's a sweep to the far side of the field by Wes Marshall.
I believe he's met immediately by Carson Crawford and also Lane Boonder out there. It's going to be about a loss of 2.
Loss of 2, so they're moving backwards. We're going to call this 2nd down and about 11 for the Trojans. Ball now resting at around the 2-yard line. I believe it looks like Tremaine may be in at quarterback now. Handoff Johnson up the middle. Short gain on the play.
Zeb Webb and I believe Noah Boonder in on the tackle from their defensive tackle spots that time.
Yeah, it's very tough for me to see these numbers from down this way. I'm getting old and my eyesight's not worth a darn. And it looks like Larson's in the backfield along with Tremaine. So different quarterback back in there. They're keeping me on my toes in the quarterback position here tonight. Tremaine in the shotgun. Kind of a fumbled snap. He airs one out downfield and misses a jump ball downfield. Jordan Albert goes up for the pick, just in and out of his fingertips at around the 23-yard line. So it's going to bring up a fourth and long situation for West Marshall, pinned extremely deep here.
See if Coach Jensen elects to take some heat here if we get a good punt return set up here for Jordan Albert.
And Jordan Albert back to receive, standing on his own 40-yard line. Looks like Larson on for the punting duties for West Marshall.
Short a guy here on West Marshall side.
West Marshall scurries a guy in here. Here's the snap. The kick is away. Good kick. Albert takes it on the bounce at about the 44-yard line. Returns it to about the 38-yard line. So the Cobras take over. First and 10 from the 39-yard line of West Marshall. 9:56 to go here in the ballgame. Cobras leading 20-0. Griner trots onto the field with the play call.
I believe Carson Crawford's going to come back in that tailback position, and Jacob Wickenkamp this time. Jacob Wickenkamp's going to be playing tailback, and Carson's going to be a wingback.
Here's a handoff to Wickenkamp. Put the ball running far side of the field. He's across the 40. The 35, and drug down right at that spot. So it's going to bring up second and about six for the Cobras. As you said, Micah, you know, we're seeing a lot of the younger guys in tonight carrying the load here for the Cobras.
Yeah, definitely. And it's kind of, I believe they're going to stay in this formation. Wickenkamp's going to be the tailback. Carson Crawford is going to be the wingback again.
There's Griner. Here's the little counterplay to Carson Crawford over to the far side of the field, and he's going to be very, very close. About a half a yard short of that first down on that carry.
Yeah, does a great job of hitting that hole with no hesitation and popping through there and picking up a few yards with a couple guys on his back. A nice hard run in there by Carson Crawford that time.
That's going to bring up third and a short situation here for the Cobras. Griner along with Crawford now in the backfield in the single wing set. Here's Griner with the keeper. He's across the 25, and he's headed for the end zone. Griner's going to be trying to get her across, and he's going to be just short. They're going to mark him down just short, but a nice run there by Griner. Tate carries that one down. That kind of looked like a professional deal there. He was trying to lean that thing across the goal line. Knocks loose out of his hands, but he's got her down there real close to the goal line, Mike.
Yeah, nice run, just 5-16 out of slot formation that time. Does a great job of hitting that hole and getting upfield, and just about picks up enough for the six. It's going to bring up first down and one to go here with 8:35 left.
First and goal from the 1 yard line. Two receivers split here to the near side of the field for the Cobras. Here's the handoff. Actually, is that a keeper by Griner? And Griner's going to be in for the touchdown. I didn't see the signal, but they're going to call it a touchdown.
Nice. Same play, just different side of the field. 5-16 keeper right at the middle. Now to that spin back formation. Luke does a great job finding that hole right to the A gap, picking up enough for the score.
8:30 to go here. Cobras score, strike again, now leading 26-0. I'm going to try to put two more on the board here, going for two here following the touchdown. Here's Griner with the pop pass, intercepted by number 21, Randall. That's worked a couple times this season, but not on this particular play.
No, and I believe that time Isaiah on, he's kind of the guy that we try to attack that time downfield, and then unfortunately he was getting held up there on the line. So nobody home. It's kind of hard for Luke to see over all those defenders, and unfortunately throws a pick. But not before we pick up the touchdown, 26-0 with 8:30 left here in the fourth quarter.
Cobra's going to send some clean jerseyed people out there. There's a lot of guys out there that don't have any grass stains on their uniforms. My goal would be to get a little grass on my jersey before the night's over.
Yeah, no doubt.
On the kickoff team here. Weber on to perform the kicking duties for the Cobras. Back deep, number 18, Larson, for the Trojans. He stands on his own 9-yard line. Cobras are ready. The kick is away. Good kick by Weber. It's going to hit and bounce. Larson's going to pick that one up inside the 10-yard line. He bounces it back out here to the near side of the field, and he's dragged down there by, I believe, number 15, Avery Moore. So the Trojans will take over first and 10 on their own 20-yard line.
Yeah.
8:24 to go here in the ballgame.
Nice job, Avery Moore, Will McGill there on the kickoff team. We haven't called Will's number a whole bunch this year. He was sidelined a couple games there with, I believe, a knee injury there on the JV squad. Does look like now we do got some rain coming down here with 8:24 left here in the fourth quarter.
Now we've about made it through. There's about 8 minutes left here in the ballgame and a little bit of precipitation falling. Here's Holbert in the backfield, number 7, rolls to the far side of the field looking for a receiver downfield and underthrows his receiver in Petermeyer. It's going to bring up a second and 10 for the Trojans. Well, Micah, I sure hope Paula and Mojo drop the umbrellas.
Yeah, definitely. The umbrellas and the ponchos come out here with just 8 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. We'll see if this affects the passing game here for Wes Marshall.
Yeah, Holbert in the backfield. I believe it's Larson back there. Two receivers here to the near side, one to the far side. Holbert being pressured again, and Crawford just overruns the tackle there. But great pursuit there as well by Lane Boonder to come in and wrap that quarterback up after a short gain.
Yeah, I think Carson seen his eyes got real big there because he came through flying through there, and he's seen nothing but number 7's tattoo on his mind. So, unfortunately, just overruns it.
Third and 7 for the Trojans, 7:46 to go in the ballgame. Holbert in the shotgun, two receivers here on the near side. Holbert back to pass again. Little short bubble pass out to Petermeyer, and he's going to be very, very close. It looks like he's going to have enough for the first down. Did look like he fumbled the ball, but they're going to call him down by contact. So enough for the first down for the Trojans of Wes Marshall. Ball now placed.
Avery Moore there on the tackle out in the flat. Number 5, the intended receiver, is down. And now he does go ahead and trot off. So he's going to have to come out for a play. The stoppage of the clock. Not before enough to pick up the first down, though, Amos.
Yeah, first down for the Trojans. 7:35 to go here in the ballgame. Cobras leading 26-0. Two receivers split over here to the near side of the field. One over the far side. Holbert back in the shotgun. He's got a quick hitter out here to number 24. And wrapped up immediately there in on the coverage for the Cobras. Looks like number 10, Ben Applegate.
Also, I think in on the tackle that time, Jack Akins from his linebacker spot. Another just a sophomore out there doing a nice job. We haven't seen call Jack's number a whole bunch this year, but there's a flag down.
Yeah, flag on the play. It looks like the Cobras are starting to work a few different guys in. Tyler Verstrate in back there on defense along with Denny Haynes. Ben Applegate, we haven't seen much out of Ben on the defensive side of the ball, always an integral part on the offensive side of the ball at that blocking back position, but he's in there as well. So Coach Jensen starting to shuttle a few new guys in and give a breather to some of the guys that went the distance here tonight.
They're going to call it defensive holding. I'm not quite sure exactly who that would have been on. So it is going to be, they'll mark it off here, and it'll be have to pick up the first down.
Yeah, so it's going to be a new set of downs for the Trojans. 7:18 to go in the ballgame. First and 10 for the Trojans. Ball on the 42-yard line of Wes Marshall. Hulbert in the shotgun. Lone back in the backfield is Larson. There's Hulbert with the quarterback keeper, met immediately there by that big old Cobra front defensive line and knocked down, but not before he picks up a couple, we'll call it 3 yards.
And great job that time by Jack Akins from his linebacker stop, or linebacker spot, stepping up and making a play. Good to see that young man stick his nose in there and make something happen.
We've got 2nd and 7 for the Trojans, ball on the 44-yard line. Hulbert still in the shotgun. 2 receivers steer to the near side, 1 to the far side, Lone back in the backfield, and Larson. Here's Hulbert scrambling over here to the near side of the field, and he's wrapped up and brought down there by a Cobra defender, number 54, Lane Boonder, senior leader on this defensive squad for the Cobras.
Yeah, great job, Lane. We haven't called his name just a whole bunch this week. A young man that goes out there last week and has 15 and a half tackles against Columbus Junction. He's played a whale of a ball game there back at that linebacker position this year.
So the Trojans now face 6 minutes to go here in the ball game. Trojans faced with a 3rd and 9, we're calling it. Hope in the shotgun. Lone back and Larson in the backfield. Here's Hulbert back to pass again, being pressured again, and he's going to be brought down for a sack in on that tackle that time. Looks like Lane Boonder and Isaiah Hahn jumping in. Oh, excuse me, number 57, big old Webb kid.
Yeah, also in on the sack, Carson Crawford once again blitzing off the edge. It's going to force a punting situation here for Wes Marshall.
There's absolutely no doubt our return guy is going to catch this, is it? No chance. They got a pretty good punter here in Larson. So here's Albert standing on his 30-yard line to receive this kick. It takes a bounce at about the 25, and Albert's going to pick it up back at about the 8, and he's off and running sideways and brought down at around the 6. So the Cobras will take over deep in their own territory.
See if we see some new faces here on offense. 4:56 left in the fourth quarter, and got to be thinking resting some of these guys that go both ways. Quick turnaround next Wednesday night, first round of playoffs. You take a couple days out of the mix what they're used to for their bodies to recover. It does look like Tyler Restraint's going to come on and do the quarterback duties here for SK.
4:56 to go here in the ball game. Coach Jensen starting to shuttle some new faces in on both sides of the ball.
And I'm not quite sure. There's a flag thrown by the back judge here if he's counting up guys. And
did you catch that call, Micah?
I believe a legal substitution against Wes Marshall. 12 guys in the huddle, so they're okay. Got to march them back 5 yards, and it'll be 1st down and 5 for Tyler Restraint and the Cobras.
And a little more breathing room there for the Cobras because they were pinned back there deep. Not the deepest territory they've started in tonight, but probably the 2nd most. Little jump there. Not sure if that was on behalf of the Cobras or the Trojans. It looks like maybe the Cobras put themselves, they jumped a little early, so now we're back to a 1st and 10.
Yeah, I believe that time I couldn't quite catch the number. The offensive tackle on that far side of the field more than likely jumped that time. So 1st and 10 for the Cobras with 4:56 left here in the fourth quarter.
And we've lined up to run 3 plays, and we haven't seen a 2nd tick off the clock, but we finally get one off. Looks like Carson Crawford here to the near side of the field. He's going to cross over the 15 and dropped. Excuse me, he's going to be dropped short of the 15-yard line. So we're going to have 2nd and long for the Cobras. Clock still running, 4:36 to go here in the ballgame.
Kind of a mist coming down now. It's not so much rain at this point, but still a little bit of mist coming down here.
Restraint in the backfield. Restraint rolls to the far side of the field to pass, lobs one downfield, and it's intercepted by Wes Marshall at about the 32-yard line. So Wes Marshall going to take over in great field position with 4:14 to go here in the ball game.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate. Tyler kind of threw that one up for grabs. Well covered downfield, and then very unfortunately is intercepted by Wes Marshall with great field position here. 4:14 left. They got a lot of senior or a few seniors on the field that want to finish this thing out right. I'm sure coach over here from Wes Marshall wants to put a score on the board here.
I believe that's Tremaine in now at quarterback. Two receivers here to the near side, one to the far side. Now guy in motion. Here's Tremaine back to pass. Pump fakes, being pressured and brought down for a loss at about the 35-yard line. Going to be a loss of about 3 on the play. Clock continues to run. 4 minutes to go here in the ballgame.
Yeah, Noah Boonder there from that defensive tackle spot. Once again, he just is not going to be denied tonight. I'm not quite certain on how many sacks he's had tonight, 3 or 4, but he's playing well the game from that defensive tackle spot.
Here's Tremaine in the shotgun. Two receivers here to the near side, one to the far side. Tremaine with the keeper. He's got some running room. Hit it about the 31 and finally wrestled down at around the 29-yard line. So a nice pickup there, but it's going to bring up a 3rd and about 7 for the Trojans. Kind of a unique situation, Mikey. You know, Wes Marshall been shuttling in a couple different quarterbacks, and Holbert and Tremaine, both pretty good sized kids, and both pretty good ball players. Here's Tremaine out here to fires a pass to Petermeyer out here on the flat, but in and out of the hands of Petermeyer. It's going to bring up 4th and 7 for the Trojans. 3:01 to go here in the ball game. Sounds like the first win of the season for the Cobras was over the Pekin Panthers. It sounds like they go down to defeat tonight, 16-12. West Branch up on Auburnett right now, 24-14 with 6 minutes left in the ballgame. Here's a fumbled snap. Larson wraps it up, but the Cobras going to take over on downs in their own territory, going to take over. 1st and 10 from about the 33-yard line, 2:58 to go here in the ball game.
Very interesting you say Auburnett up on West Branch there in the third quarter. West Branch is firm, beating the third-ranked team here in the state. Auburnett having one loss on the night, or one loss on the year. So
actually, West Branch up on Auburnett, 24-14, 6 minutes to go in the ball game.
Correct me.
I may have said that incorrectly.
I might have missed it.
But, yeah, West Branch with a 10-point lead over Auburnett, our potential Wednesday night opponents there in Sigourney.
We are going to take a timeout. SK is going to talk about it. Looks like they're shuffling some guys in. 2:58 here left in the fourth quarter. Not quite sure who's playing where, so Coach Jensen's going to call timeout. We're going to talk it over and get in the right position, hopefully run this timeout and move on in District 6 football to a playoff game Wednesday night.
What's the weather prediction for Wednesday night, Micah? That's the most important thing. We sure would like all of our listeners that didn't make the trip up here to State Center to come out and support the boys. Right there locally. Obviously, we will continue to broadcast. We'll broadcast throughout the playoff season here for the Cobras. But we got more than likely, if something crazy doesn't happen here with 3 minutes to go in this ball game, the Cobras are going to, in fact, host an opening round playoff game in Sigourney. We would love to see you guys all come out and support your Cobras. Tyler Verstrait trots back on here with his offense. Here's number 8. I believe that's his, Zach Mosel. He makes a nice cut back across the field. He's loose across the 50. He's at the 40 and still on his feet. And finally brought down after he crosses over the 35-yard line. A late flag comes flying in there. Two flags come flying in. So might be getting a little pushy out there here as time winds down in this ball game.
Two on sportsmanlike penalties. Guys got to be careful here at this point in the season. If I believe if you get ejected or two personal fouls, you cannot play in the next game. I believe that's how the rule is written now, so I'm not quite sure who the personal fouls are on or if it's going to be offsetting penalties. We've seen plenty of those the yellow hankies here tonight. Not so much on procedure calls, but more on some of this
extracurricular.
Yeah.
Personal foul on Wes Marshall. Personal foul on Sidney Kyoto. Offsetting. First down, Sidney Kyoto. From the 34-yard line, 2:45 to go here in the ball game. That was a nice run by Zach Mosel from that wingback position. Haven't seen Zach in that position much this year at all. Here's Restrait in that spin back position. Here's the we got another flag come flying in, getting a little sloppy here. Delay of game by the Cobras. It's going to bring up first and 15 to march this one back to about the 43-yard line. 44, 2:43 to go, first and 15 for the Cobras. Cobras leading 26-0 here as time winds down in the final quarter. Zach Mosel in at that wingback position. Avery Moore, Carson Crawford in the backfield. Here's Mosel in motion. Hand off to Crawford around the near side of the field. And Knobs Crawford moves forward to about the 30-yard line. Nice game by Crawford, the younger version.
Yeah, does a great job of lowering his shoulder at the end of that play. Puts a big hit on one of the defensive backs there from Wes Marshall and picks up about 4 yards. Nice to see him running hard here here in the fourth quarter.
Crawford, Mosel, and Verstrait in the backfield. Crawford the lone back with Verstrait. Crawford slips a little bit after the handoff from Verstrait. Loss on the play of about 2, maybe 3 yards. It's going to make a third and long for the Cobras. Getting a little sloppy out there right now, Micah.
Yeah, another score of interest. Dyke New Hartford, 21. Jessup, 28 there in the fourth quarter.
That is another score that kind of surprises me a little bit. You know, Dykes kind of had their way with people all season long. Here's Restrait with the keeper up the middle. He's got some running room. Nice little run there by Tyler. Crosses it down across the 30 and brought down at around the 27-yard line. Another flag on the play downfield. Not sure if this one's going to be on Wes Marshall or if this one's going to be on Sidney Kyoto. Officials are talking it over. Happened way downfield, Mike.
Yeah,
I don't know if you...
Not quite sure exactly. The three guys talking out there, I'm not sure what they're going to call at this point.
I'm not either. Now, they're pointing in Sidney Kyoto's direction. It's a block. Was that a block in the back, potentially?
What in the world? Very interesting place where the flag was thrown by the back judge way downfield. So he's seen something, obviously, we did not. It's going to bring third and long situation up for Tyler Verstrait and these SK Cobras.
Yeah, 1:09 to go here in the ball game. Interesting position the Cobras are put in here in third and long. Verstrait has the play call. Cobras have pretty much went the distance here the second half without Peyton Crawford, their workhorse. Verstrait has him at the line. Here's the handoff to Carson Crawford, and he's bottled up by about a 4 or 5 West Marshall ball players. Going to bring up fourth and long situation for the Cobras. Ball now placed on the 38-yard line of West Marshall.
and I'm not quite sure. Peyton Crawford is usually the punter in this punting situation, or as if Coach Jensen is going to go ahead and go for it here. Kind of in no man's land. You punt, more than likely it's a touchback, and if you give it up on downs, you're not giving it up in terrible field position here with 12 seconds left. We're going to have to run one play, I believe. Just 1 second difference on the clock.
That's right. 1 second difference is all. Ooh, offside there for sure. Yeah, well, number 21 there, Randall, he was on a tear, blitzing in from his from the end there. Time expires.
So one down on times here. Fourth down and 12 for SK here as they're going to go on to win this game 26, I believe, nothing.
And that is, that's a, quite an odd way to end the ball game, but that is the way we will end it, on a penalty on the defense. So the Cobras end the regular season at 6-3. Micah, things started out pretty tough those first five games, but the Cobras now have notched four consecutive wins to run their record now to 6-3 overall, and 5-1 in the district should be good enough to put them in that second slot in the district, and unless something crazy happens between Pella Christian and Regina tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. Last checked, I guess, I've been trying to watch that score. Iowa City, Regina still trailing Pella Christian 24-14. You know, some weird things have happened here tonight. You know, just in terms of Dyke New Hartford being down against Jessup, and you never do know exactly who. We're going to be playing. My guess is we'll know in the next 2 hours that we'll hopefully have a home playoff game next Wednesday night. We'll be hosting the first playoff game that I've been with you that we're going to be hosting one. So good to see these Cobras finish strong, like you said, four-win winning streak. Hopefully Peyton Crawford is healthy and ready to go on Wednesday night, and these guys are fired up and ready to playoff football.
Yep, absolutely. As Micah said, Wednesday night the Cobras should be back home hosting a playoff game in Class 1A as the Cobras finish the 2015 campaign, regular season campaign, at 6-3, 5-1 in the district, their lone blemish to the Regals of Iowa City, Regina. For Micah Harmson, this is Amos Granger saying good night.